Women's rights campaigners agree there is no region of the world, no country, and no culture in which women are free from violence. They say acts of violence against women are among the most important obstacles to the advancement of women and are a fundamental violation of their basic human rights. Karine Jabre is an official at the Interparliamentary Union, an organization of 149 national parliaments. She says tradition and culture often act as stumbling blocks to women's rights. She says these beliefs sometimes appear to condone violence against women, but she notes violence against women exists everywhere. It is a cross-cutting issue.
Whether it's more visible in Islamic countries because you have practices like honor killings and female genital mutilation, which is not linked to Muslim countries but more on the African continent, you also have domestic violence, which is a major issue and which exists in developed countries. And this is as great an issue to address than other types of violence because it's a hidden one.
Jabre says the Interparliamentary Union has adopted a resolution calling for governments to pass laws making abuses such as rape, sexual slavery, and forced prostitution and other forms of sexual violence forbidden by law. She says parliaments have a lot of tools in their hands, which they can use to further the cause of women's rights. For instance, she says, national parliaments have the power of the purse. They can use their control over budgets to fund policies that combat violence against women.
One can think of ratification of international instruments, but also that condemn violence against women, or reviewing legislation which is contravening to women's rights or which is not promoting equality between men and women, facilitating women's access to education, health, and access to land and property.
A study by the UN Development Fund for Women shows progress in terms of legislation for women is being made. In 2003, it finds only 45 countries had specific legislation against domestic violence. Today, it notes 60 countries have such legislation on the books, and 89 states have enacted laws against violence in general. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
旺旺英语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com